Hello everyone, especially to the Hong Kong young adults and the students and the uni students. You know, today I'm just going to share a little bit on recognizing your values. We are always taught to self-value on our performance. Now, regardless whether if it's your achievement, what do you have, or even the titles behind your name, this is how we are valued. And this is what the world teach us about self-value through the performance. But I want to say, you are the child of the Most High God. And God calls you a masterpiece. Now, if you look into Luke 4, what the enemy is trying to do is to deceive you and Jesus into proving who he was and who you are, and you guys in the proving mode. Like it or not like it, we as a human, we have always constant struggle. And it's always a struggle about outdoing, outperforming, outdriven, and outdressed. And if you live based on just possession based, you have to run name to name, position to position, friend to friend, and that is going to wear you out. Now, you don't need people to tell you who you are. People will let you down. People will get jealous. And trust me, people will have their own issues. It takes a lot of energy to compete, to prove, and to be able to impress everyone. Messed up people can mess you up. If you base your values on the lies, you won't have any kind of self-worth. Our life cannot be just based on these 3 P: popularity, possession, and performance. Your value comes from your Creator, who spoke the world into existence. Get your value, your self-worth, and your approval from our Most High King, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has given you the value as He has made you. And He says that you are a masterpiece. You are amazing, and He is very proud of you. One of my favorite Bible stories is always about King David. Now, how people see David? He was inferior, he was not talented, he was too young, he was too small. But what God see David was, he was a king, he was a giant killer, he is a strategic leader. In Psalms 139, he says, God, I praise you because you have made me in an amazing way, and what you've done is wonderful. So don't discount what God has created. Don't go around feeling ordinary, but in fact, you are special and extraordinary in God's eyes. You are important to God because you are created in His image. And the Bible speaks of mankind as the offsprings of God. You are important to God because He cares for your everyday needs. You are important to God because He loves you so much that He has given His Son to die for your sin. If you say that you are ordinary, nothing much to offer, nothing special about me, then you must start to Google your fingerprints of God's print over you, because you are special in His eyes. I want to encourage you that you are special in the eye of God. You are special. So don't have your self-worth based on the performance base, possession base, and even the things that you have based on what God has for you, because He called you a masterpiece. So Father, I thank you so much. You are a masterpiece. That you're going to bless these young adults, that they will learn that it's not about the 3 P's, it's about you and Jesus Christ that love them. In Jesus' name, amen.